The technology industry overview will give you a basic understanding of the sector and additional resources for you to research the industry further. The technology industry consists of hardware, software, distributors, and niche consulting firms. We will concentrate this presentation on hardware, software, and distributors. Please refer to the consulting overview for niche consulting. The technology sector is an ever-changing industry and often crosses paths with the media industry in the education market. Continuing advances in knowledge are what drive the technology industry. Because of the advances in knowledge, there is often a strong link between academic institutions and the technology industry. Often personnel flow easily between the two. Although most technology ends up in the consumer and business market, much of the technology sales are to other technology companies. The primary education market is a growing segment of their sales arena and focus of many businesses. The hardware segment of the technology industry is a highly concentrated market. The top 50 organizations, including the big players like IBM, Dell, Hewlett-Packard, and Sun Microsystems, account for 85% of the market share. Each of these organizations has an education division and hires using just-in-time hiring practices. If you are interested in their structured recruiting, you won't necessarily start with the education division. Major products include personal computers, printers, monitors, mainframes, servers, and disk drives. The software segment of the technology sector is also a very concentrated market, but a very large market with over 50,000 companies. Large companies, which include Microsoft, Oracle, Computer Associates, and Electronic Arts, hold most of the market share. Software companies are looking for technical expertise and marketing. There are three major types of software. First, there are operating systems like Windows, Unix, and Linux that allow computers to perform basic functions. Second are user applications like word processing, spreadsheets, and games that run on individual computers. Last are network applications like email, internet, web browsers, and sophisticated signal switching programs that allow computers to communicate with each other. Again, many of the large firms have education divisions, but they typically hire in the just-in-time mode. If they do have structured recruiting, it will not be guaranteed that you are in the education division. There are many educational software companies in the market that may also partner with these large organizations. The distribution segment buys products from manufacturers or importers and resells them to local customers. Distributors are especially important for small manufacturers that can't directly reach end users. Most distributors operate one or more warehouses, but in some cases merely process orders shipped directly to customers from a manufacturer. A product specialist with technical knowledge must be on hand to answer questions and troubleshoot situations. Large organizations in this area include Ingram Micro, Tech Data, Synex, Avnet, and Arrow. This segment often partners with other technology sectors to reach out to the education market. For instance, Ingram Micro just announced an international distribution agreement with Google to offer a proven and cost-effective reach into the growing government and education channel. Each of the above segments has many organizations that focus on the education market. For instance, Digital Blue's products merge technology with traditional play and learning. Digital Blue caters its products to older kids ages 8 to 12, as well as teenagers. A generation that experiences interactive technology as an everyday part of their lives. A great way to learn more about specific companies is to explore the Academic Superstore online and browse through the many hardware and software products. Positions within these companies often mirror the corporate world. You can use your education degree in many different positions, including technical support, customer service, education sales, product development, and project management. Regardless of the position, you will have to possess some technical knowledge, whether it is creating new software or explaining the benefits of the software hardware to principals and teachers making the purchasing decisions. Excellent communication skills, project management experience, and the ability to work comfortably and effectively to bridge technical and creative environments is a must within the industry. Once you are in the middle management, you will need demonstrated track record of leading cross-functional teams, including technical design, development, quality assurance, and packaging. In addition, successful candidates often manage external vendors, which may include engineering consultants, branding partners, and manufacturing facilities. If you are looking at the programming side of the organization, you will have to possess solid knowledge of programming languages. For further research into the technology sector, start with CareerBeam and again browse through Academic Superstore. To gain specific ideas on companies, you may wish to start your career. There are many professional organizations that will also be important for your career, including Computer Technology Industry Association, Information Technology Association of America, the Alternative Technology Association, Association for the Advancement of Computing in Education, the Association for Educational Communications and Technology, the Center for Children and Technology. These are just a few, but there are many more specific to the industry and regions.